In reply, I would like to direct the court's attention to Exhibit 1, which is CP 2745. This, again, is the October 17, 1986 specific assumption of liabilities at closing. They argued that it was only a definitional. It's a specific assumption of liabilities. It says so right there. That's the answer to that.
Well, it is in the definition section.
Oh, no, I agree with that, Your Honor. It is. But what I'm saying is, if there's any question about whether General assumed the liabilities of Fletcher, that question is answered in the closing memorandum of assumption of liabilities. It says specifically, General does hereby assume and accept from Fletcher General, Inc., the liabilities and obligations described in Exhibit A. So that is the answer.
How does this relate to the shareholder agreement, which is the other document? I think that's the title of the other document.
Yes. It's just a later verification of that. The shareholder agreement, like Mr. Grace said, was entered into in July. And there was some additional work that was done because the managers of the old company were still running it, and they were becoming the owners of New General. So the managers of Old General and Fletcher, which were one and the same entity, were taking over the company. And there was a transition period between July and October, and where they bought things like the Todd Whirley Craig equipment or something like that. And so they did this Article 2, Your Honor, to cover that interim period. But at the end of it, when they made the closing memorandum, they picked up all the liabilities and specifically assumed.
It's labeled as an exhibit, the memorandum. It's an exhibit to what?
To the stock purchase agreement. It's incorporated in it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Or being